Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Hey, 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 today's episode is brought to you by Squarespace, our friends at Squarespace. You know it as the easiest way to create a beautiful website, blog, or online store for you and your ideas. Squarespace features an elegant interface, beautiful templates, and an incredible 24/7 customer support. What are you waiting for? Start building your website today at squarespace.com. Enter the offer code Doug at checkout to get 10% off. Squarespace, build it beautiful, and enjoy the show.
Doug hates candy wrappers, green and baby sticky seeds with 50 as a pop of kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see.
My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Coming to you once again from Zany's Comedy Club. I should be clear about that. It's not a mental institution. It's a comedy club with pictures on the wall of... Oh, they covered that up with that screen over there. There used to be a picture of a drunk guy falling out of a car. But they covered it up with some high-tech screenery. We're in Nashville, Tennessee! And, like, sitting on my table is, like, the paperwork that my contract for this appearance. Zany, indeed. Where it does say, time of show, 8 o'clock. And when I got here at 7:30, they were like, we start our shows here at 7:30. I was like, not tonight. You guys got an extra half hour of getting drunk. Yeah. Also, what is with you guys in the front right here? Seem like you're lit, like you're gonna be part of the show. I mean, everybody's a part of the show at Doug Loves Movies, but it's real. The contrast, like people are in darkness. Right behind you, sir. It goes pitch dark, but everybody right up front, I could see very clearly. And it makes me very uncomfortable. No, I'll be all right. It's Tuesday, I think, pretty sure. November 10th, 2015. Let me Tennessee your name tags. Hashville. Emmy League of their own? Emmy League of their own. I'm stupid. Laura loves movies. And who are all those faces all over it? Just people in movies? You got a lot of them on there. William H. Macy, De Niro, Brad plus Jeff's Excellent Adventure. Who's Jeff?
Jeff Tate.
Jeff Tate? Why do you think he's going to be here? Because he has a show here at Zany's tomorrow night. Oh, I like The Legend of Drunken Tristan. That's a good one. The Lion King instead of Lion King? The Lion King? Bend it like Becca on a soccer ball. I like it. Yeah. Hunger Games Mocking Jacob Part 2? You big Hunger Games fan?
Nope.
No, not at all. Sarah anything? You guys did a great job. There's lots of great ones. There's even some up in the balcony, so good luck to them. I don't know if any of my guests will make the effort to go up to the balcony. I'm like, over there, I like Danny. This guy put his face on Annie. And did you ever see when Zach Galifianakis dressed up as Annie on TV? That's what it looks like. Reefer Madness? Christo Reefo Madness. What does that mean? Christo? Your name's Christopher? Oh, Christo Reefer. There's one that lights up over there that I can't really see. And, there's a giant donut with a bite taken out of it over there. Inflatable. The Kimpsons instead of Simpsons. Because her name's Kimmy. All right, your arms are going to get tired. You can put them down. I got a few plugs to talk about, Hashville. Los Angeles, Douglas Movies is back at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater tomorrow night, November 11th. And then we're going to be at Meltdown Comics on Saturday, November 14th. Oh, you know what? The UCB show is sold out already. So come Saturday, November 14th at 4:20. And I'll be at the Whatever Fest in Houston, Texas, November 20 and 21. American Comedy Company in San Diego on Wednesday, November 25th. And Douglas Movies returns to the Gramercy Theater, New York on Sunday, November 29th. DouglasMovies.com for the deets on those dates and more. That's DouglasMovies.com. Oh, and Getting Doug with High goes live this Friday at 7:15 p.m. Central Time on my YouTube channel. And I'm just going to tell you guys who's scheduled to be on.
ASAP Rocky.
I'm just telling you guys because he's probably going to cancel. Musicians always cancel. I've said too much. Now it's time for Tweet Relief. Tweets about movies. At Joshua J. Holbrook tweeted, "Burnt really missed an opportunity by not being called Silver Linings Cookbook." This has been Tweet Relief, Burning Burnt Edition. I got a real nice prize bag for everybody. Lots of good stuff in here. Of course, I traveled all this way with a schmovie. The new improved smaller schmovie. A guy wrote to me on Twitter today, "Me and my friends want to know what a schmovie is." And I was like, "Well, when you grow up, you'll find out." They have lots of candy backstage at Zany's, which I used to appreciate, but now I don't eat anymore, so I grabbed some for you guys. It's a bunch of Skittles. I got a copy of a book called Twitter Wit, which is an authorized collection of the funniest tweets of all time. Yeah, I don't think it mentions my name on the back, but Stephen Colbert is in here with one tweet. Stephen Fry, they got all the best Stevens. And here's my one tweet that's in this book. "Got a great massage today. It's like the masseuse knew instinctively that I hold all of my tension in my penis." So it's a book of tweets. I can't imagine that that book is making any money or selling at all, because people could just get on Twitter and go nuts. We got a Death Squad sticker. We got a cool, 3D Kick-Ass promotional card thingy. I might want to keep that, actually. Somebody made some buttons that are three different buttons that say Doug Loves Movies, and each one's got a different part of the title on it. Those are kind of fun if you want to wear three buttons. Or just wear one. Like, you know, if you're not that into the show, just wear one that's got a camera and says movies under it. Also, somebody made these for me, and I don't know how practical they are. They seem like they wouldn't roll very well, but it's Doug Loves Movies rolling papers. So I'll throw those in there for you. A Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, and it's all in a really fancy bag that says paper nor plastic. It's reusable. Papernorplastic.com. So you can go there and get a nice bag, I guess. And there's more stuff going into the bag from my guests, so let's get them out here. Please give a big warm welcome to Jeff Tate, Emma Arnold, and Nate Bargatze. That was long applause. You guys really kept it going. You know, I like to, you know, have kind of a ladies first approach, but I also like to talk to the first timers first. So let's hear it, everybody, for first time guest Nate Bargatze is here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Soup's funny comedian who has an album out called
Full Time Magic.
What?
Full Time Magic?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it. I felt like you wanted more of it. Like,
what's
should
that?
I named it more?
What's that? Yeah, more words. It's not called Nate Bargatze Full Time Magic.
It could be Full Time Magic. It's just full-time featuring Nate Bargatze.
Oh, you're featured on your own comedy album.
Yeah,
that's nice that they squeezed you in there, gave you a break.
Yeah. I do a little time on it.
Very cool. And you're touring around all
touring
the time.
Touring around. I'm gonna be here in 2 weeks. So
here in Nashville.
We'll keep out of, yeah. I'm from here.
Here in Zanies. Are you are you upset that they covered up the drunken guy falling out of the car? Now it's just a drunken guy falling out of a big screen TV.
Yeah. That is. I don't know why.
Which probably happens.
Because you can make him do whatever you want with that TV now.
Yeah.
Because you could shine. All right. Sorry, guys. I'm just warming up. I've been outside. Just easing into it. Easing.
They bring a big screen down right here for people to look at stuff like coming attractions or what have you, trailers, and comedian trailers. And then I guess they put that one up over there for all the people sitting on this side who always got screwed. So, yeah, good deal. And what'd you bring for the prize bag, Nate?
I have some movie cards.
What?
So, yeah, it really worked out.
Movie cards?
And I've had these for 25 years, and I've just I've been needing a place to get rid of them.
They're like bubblegum cards for movies?
RoboCop, Batman, Back to the Future, and I think
some of those
Dick
still
Tracy
have gum
card.
In there?
These might.
Because that's got to be some tasty gum.
This is...
That Back to the Future 2 gum has got to be pretty good.
So,
you oversold them, Nate. Those
open.
Are all sequels.
They're all sequels?
Well, that's the funny thing about Back to the Future 2 gum is it's not as good as Back to the Future gum.
It's sooner, so the gum won't be as bad.
All right, well, pass them over here, and I'll put them in the bag. Thank you very much for those. That's the first time we've ever got movie cards.
Wow, come on. Guys.
Batman Returns. Okay. Emma Arnold is here, everybody.
Hi.
Second appearance on the show.
Yeah.
We met her in Cincinnati a while back, and she's been out on tour with some guy that we'll talk about in a bit.
Yeah.
And it's good to have you back.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yay, that's the right attitude. I love it. And what'd you bring for the bag?
I brought, of course, some honey from my bees.
Of course.
And I brought a magnet that says, somebody in Idaho loves me.
It's a magnet?
Yeah, I'm from Idaho. So it's not just a stranger. It's me. I love you.
And do you like the movie Yuli's Gold?
I haven't actually seen that.
Okay, well, it's got beekeeping in it.
Yeah, I saw Sherlock, or no, Mr. Holmes, and that had a lot of beekeeping.
It does?
Yeah.
Spoiler.
A lot of very accurate beekeeping.
Keeping bees while in between solving crimes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow, old Sherlock Holmes is a weird dude.
Yeah.
And what else?
And then I sewed and drew this little Bill Murray thing. It's a little wall hanging.
It's probably the first wall hanging we put into the prize bag. This is very unique.
And it says, who is Kaiser Sose? Because when Jeff and I were practicing for the first time for the show and we were playing Last Man Stanton, we were doing Bill Murray, and in a panic, I was like, the one where he's Kaiser Sose. Or he's not Kaiser Sose. He's not.
I love that you're in a panic just practicing with Jeff. Like, he's that intense about it.
He's intense about it.
Yeah, that was it was her third Bill Murray movie. She got two and then said
Ghostbusters, Stripes, and the one with Kaiser Soze.
Yeah, but Ghostbusters she got right on accident because she thought the first one was just called Ghostbuster. And
it's like Aliens.
Yeah. So she accidentally got Ghostbusters, did get Stripes, and then panicked.
Is the all-lady one going to be called Ghostbustresses? Or something? Or just straight up Ghostbusters? Ghostbusty. I like it.
It's sorry to my gender for that one.
It's Ghostbustier.
And that's Jeff Tate, everybody. Jeff Tate, he's great. What did you bring for the bag, buddy?
I brought a denim on denim shirt.
Of course you did.
Of course I did. I got a box full.
Yeah.
So if that doesn't fit you, just see me after and we can swap
it out. Wow, you can trade to the right size. This Doug Lowe's movie shirt, you're going to have to lump it if it's not.
Yeah.
If it doesn't fit you, because I didn't bring any others.
I brought a tour poster for our tour.
That's very nice. That is a really good poster. The Make the Rounds tour. Yeah, it's autographed and everything.
Yeah, I'm Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Just in case you're looking at it, like, which one's which?
And Emma's Han Solo. And I did a show the other night in Austin where a woman was dressed like that, and I called her Han Solo. She was didn't seem happy about it.
Wait,
that was not the look she was going for.
She was just accidentally dressed like Han Solo.
Looked like Han Solo. Yeah. Leather vest, brown pants, beige shirt, the whole deal.
I brought a stitch kit from speakyoursilence.org for that thing there. It's a nonprofit that provides counseling for pro bono counseling for the adult survivors of child sex abuse. So do that.
And it's in there. Everything you need to know to abuse a child is in there. Wait, and what?
And a magnet from Hattie B's Chicken.
Wow, that got a lot more than your special cause.
Yeah, well, we all know what Nashville would prefer to give money to.
No. I guess it's just weird chicken. To applaud for child abuse, even though it's against it. It's still a weird thing to cheer about.
Am I not making that clear enough in the pitch? Because I feel like I've done this a half dozen times. And
you
everyone's
have.
Like,
and,
what?
And I make terrible jokes about it every time. Because I don't know what to do with such a genuine gesture on your part. Most of my guests just bring, you know, like movie cards or something.
Well, I really dropped the ball then.
You're trying to help people. Other people are just bringing a jar of honey.
And something handmade with so much love.
Yes. So much love, you guys. Have you guys, let's start with Emma. Have you had a chance while you've been out on tour with Jeff? Have you seen any films lately?
Yeah, well, we just took a little break and I was home and I watched Warrior and Beavis and Butthead Do America.
That's a fun double bill.
I was hanging out with my sons and that's what they were feeling. So we watched Warrior and then Beavis and Butthead Do America. And then we almost got kicked out of a Target because they wouldn't stop doing Cornholio. So...
So you watch these films in a Target.
No, like the next day.
In the media section. Could you do a little Cornholio for us? How does that go?
Sure. I need TP for my bungle. It's pretty good.
How old are your kids?
Old enough to be watching those movies.
Okay, good. Old enough for mom to be saying bunghole out loud.
They are 7, 10, 10, 12, 12, and 15.
What? I didn't say what's going on with the daycare that you operate. What about you, Nate? Have you seen anything lately?
I watched a Scream the other day. I'm a big, that's what
the
it's,
first Scream or Scream?
The first one. Okay.
And was that time to Halloween or did you do that after Halloween?
I can go anytime with Scream. I have a Scream bowling ball. I was a big fan of 1997 or whenever that movie came out. I'm still in that time frame. I was on the road and it was on, but I'm an enormous fan of that movie.
So you got in right before Drew Barrymore got killed, the whole deal?
It was in that scene, so it was a very, I saw the end.
That
just
scene's
the part
pretty
where,
good.
Yeah. No,
pretty,
it's a fun
pretty
scene.
Impressive, yeah.
I think it's a movie that broke her.
Wes Craven. Rest in peace, Wes Craven. Because he passed recently, the director of that film.
Yeah, no, it was a big deal. We talked about it in my house. me and my family. We talk
You're like,
about
oh
it.
Man, I'm gonna miss that guy. I'm gonna watch Scream the next time it's on TV when I'm on the road.
Convenient.
How did he die? Did he get stuck in a doggy door and a garage door? Trying to escape.
How about her boobs right before that she dies? That's pretty crazy. The high beams on that one.
Yeah. And we all know why she died. Cover those up. Shame, ladies. Shame.
Yeah, that is sort of a tradition of the horror film. Is like if you make love, you're next to go. Which is how life works, right?
Yeah.
That's why I never have sex.
That's like the one upside to never having sex is you don't get brutally murdered. The downside to it is you kind of wish you were brutally murdered.
And what did you see, Jeff? Have you seen a movie lately? You saw Spectre?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I wrote down Scepter. I played a little jumble game with myself, apparently. Yeah, I saw Spectre. James Bond Spectre. Wow, that movie was like five things in a row. That was just five big scenes in a row.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially that opening, like he's walking around with that stupid skeleton mask on for like, it's like one really long extended take that's completely unnecessary.
It was like an Aaron Sorkin show, but where they forgot to write dialogue.
Yeah. Let's just walk around the Day of the Dead in skeleton masks. And like you're supposed to be surprised when you take, oh, that's James Bond. I was wondering who that short skeleton that was walking around. That fucking
Hey, those
bulky,
eyes don't
short.
Look Mexican. That's what I kept thinking. Those eyes don't look very Mexican.
Those aren't Mexican eyes.
That guy's undercover. Then he takes it off and changes into a different tuxedo. Like, what a dick. That guy's like, this fake Day of the Dead tuxedo. Just like a blend in.
Yeah, and this girl, like, this is how not James Bond this movie is. The girl throws herself on the bed, face down, like, ass up, ready to go, and he changes out of his tuxedo into another tuxedo and goes out the window. That's not... James Bond could have taken a second to give her a quickie, you know? She was ready to go, and he just leaves her there.
He probably has some kind of gadget he could have left with her. Here, get
here's
ready.
Here's my watch. It vibrates if you press the right buttons.
I'm going to go destroy a city block. Get yourself ready. I'll be right back. I'm James Bond. That movie was about like a shadow organization that worked to bring down world governments, sort of as if it were some sort of rogue nation. Yeah, don't boo me. They're the ones that fucking copped that new Mission Impossible plot. And they were like, "What would you, do you guys like Rogue Nation? What if it was less interesting? What if we had a better actor as the villain, but everything else was flat?"
But Christoph Waltz doesn't get to do or say anything interesting as the villain. He hooks him up to some machine that's like unnecessarily, like, you know, it's going to torture him, but the different arms of the machine go... and then it sticks the needle in it. Like, why all that theatrics? Just stick the needle in his fucking neck already. And why would you tie down James Bond, of all people, without taking away his clothing that is full of fucking James Bond gadgets? Like, in Casino Royale, that guy was smart. He got him naked and just started hitting his balls really hard. James Bond had no gadget to get out of that situation.
It was like a parody of James Bond movies. Like there was like dialogue was actually like, "Well, I'm gonna kill you in 3 minutes, so here's the plan." Like, that's like the joke about James Bond movies, and now they're just doing it. They just don't even give a fuck. They're like,
yeah, he puts 3 minutes on the timer, and then when James Bond is beating him up later, he doesn't say, "Oh, I should have given you a little less time."
Yeah. Oh man, 2.5 minutes, and I would have won. Why do they always give him a fighting chance? James Bond is the luckiest fucking guy.
Yeah, he gets a lot of head starts or a lot of delayed starts or whatever, however you want to describe it. But I just thought of a better name for that movie. Spectre Gadget. So Jeff and Emma are on the Make the Rounds tour. Don't forget about that. And look for Nate here at Zany's soon and elsewhere. And now's the part of the show where I say, let the games begin. Lots of name tags for you guys to choose from. This mocking Jacob Part 2 is blocking the view of lots of other... Well, Jeff just goes right to it. Jeff doesn't waste any time. While they pick their name tags, we'll go to this brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. If you watch Doug Dynasty on Netflix or don't have Netflix, because now you can listen to Doug Dynasty on iTunes, Google Play, or Amazon for about $10 or less. Or you could hang on to that money and go see a matinee of The Intern. Your call. I don't care. Now back to the...
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Show!
All right, we're back. Who are you playing for, Jeff?
I'm playing for Brad. His name tag says Brad and Jeff's Excellent Adventure. And it's got my face on it and his face over Bill and Ted. And I don't remember which, like, am I Keanu Reeves?
You are.
Yes, I am.
Excellent. He does not want to be Alex Winter. That's the last thing.
Nope.
So.
I'm John Wick.
But.
Teenage John Wick.
Applaud if you made a name tag that has Jeff's face on it somewhere. Yeah, look around more next time, Jeff. Don't just pick the first. I mean, no offense to the guy sitting up front with the Walter White Breaking Bad tattoo on his arm. That's pretty badass now that I noticed it.
Well, he tweeted at me and he was the first one in line. Like, he was here at like 6.
He got here at 4.
He got here at 4.
Yeah, he celebrated 420 outside on the sidewalk and then waited another 3.5 hours for this show to start.
When I thought he got here at 6, it was a good idea. Now that I know he got here at 4, I regret my decision.
That might be a first, though. Usually my guests don't pick name tags based off of getting tweeted earlier, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. The guy was smart.
Yeah, I mean...
He did a good job. Good job, Chad.
I appreciate
you. Is that your name?
Brad.
I love your country, Brad. all right, so Nate, who you got?
Bend it like Becca.
Yeah, the soccer ball.
Soccer ball.
I mentioned earlier in the show. Good job, Becca. Yeah,
that was fun.
Yeah.
She threw it, and I caught it, and that was a good time.
Does it have a shithead on the back?
Huh?
Oh, she's got it separate, oh, so we'll get that later. Right. You don't even have to worry about reading it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was worried about backstage. I couldn't see the back, and so I was trying not to look at the
Where
back.
Where is the back of a soccer ball? That's a real philosophical question right there. And Emma got this huge...
I did, but we're
Star
on
Wars.
It. Look, we're on it.
We're all on it, yeah.
Force, our tour picture's on it.
The Force of Williams.
A Williams.
Yeah, and it's got a lot of pictures of all of us. Like, Jeff is on this one as well.
Yep.
Both of you are. And they figured out that you guys would be here, lots of people, because tomorrow night you're doing a show here at Zany's.
Yeah.
At, I think, probably at 7:30.
Yeah. It turns out these shows start at 7:30.
Yeah, you know, what are you going to do?
There's a special deal for the people who are at this show.
There is?
Yeah. Oh. If you buy your tickets before you leave, they're $5.
Oh. That's a great deal. Are you guys busy tomorrow night?
Nope. Yeah, someone's busy.
There's a lot of stuff going on. Like, I appreciate you guys coming out, like, skipping out on the GOP debates. Those are happening right now. Let me just give you a sample of how that's going. I'm going to replace and repeal Obamacare with something spectacular. Oh, good. I was hoping it would just be something boring and would help people get the health care that they need. But spectacular, Jeff.
Are you playing both parts in this little play? Are you the moderator and the viewer and Trump?
I was me there at the end. But for a little while, I was Ben Carson.
Ben Carson, do you remember when Ben Carson told everybody he used to host Doug Loves Movies? Isn't that his thing now where he's just like, I stabbed a guy? And they're like, no, you didn't. He's like, so? I was offered a full scholarship to West Point. They don't have scholarships. Well, whatever they call them.
Yeah, General Westmoreland offered me a scholarship. Oh, turns out we never met? Oh, that's interesting.
Hey, the picture of him meeting General Westmoreland also has Forrest Gump in it. I think this is doctored. And then he's like, check out me beating the Chinese dude at ping pong. Ting, 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 ting.
Yeah, so we're missing that right now.
My favorite part about Ben Carson is that he used to be a brain surgeon, which means someone had their brain surgeried by Ben Carson, and now they're watching TV, and they're like, I should probably get this checked.
Or they're watching TV going, vote for Ben. Vote for Ben. He's been tweaking their brains all this time.
They're
That's
watching
why he's
TV.
Got so many people.
They're watching TV, blinking out a message to get someone to change the channel. I'm saying Ben Carson's probably not really a brain. He's probably just like, I'm a brain surgeon. No, you're not. Yeah, sure. I can do it.
I'm the last person that should make fun of somebody for what's going on with their eyes, but he... In the middle of answering a question, he'll just close his eyes for a bit. Like, he gets in all these little quick naps all the time. He'll just close his eyes and just be like, yeah, that's not true. Because then when he opens them back up, it's like when you're falling asleep during a movie and the person next to you is helping you and you're like, I'm not asleep.
He's got his debate notes written on the inside of his eyelids. He doesn't want to look like he's cheating, but he's... No, I was a doctor. That's what it says. Doctor. Ben Carson's a doctor just like Dr. Teeth from The Muppets is a doctor.
I think he's more of a doctor than that guy, but yeah.
Well, point is, I'd rather vote for Dr. Teeth. I'd rather have my
brain
surgery.
I'd rather vote for a sturgeon.
Oh, boy.
All right, first game we're going to play tonight is this sort of a new one called Cable Billing. You don't have to cheer for the game names, but I like it. Also, Comcast Away is another name for it. And that's appropriate since we have Wilson right here on the stage. It's a different brand, though, isn't it? What brand of soccer ball is that?
It's a Cobra 2.
It's a what?
Cobra 2.
Cobra 2?
Yeah, that's a little too wordy for... Like, he probably would have still called this Wilson. He didn't want to sound dumb on that island.
He calls every round object Wilson. He had a pumpkin named Wilson. All right, my cable company, as do all others, like somebody... Who tweeted me that picture today from... Amazon's got, you know, Trainwreck is available now, and they didn't even list Amy Schumer or Bill Hader or even LeBron James. It just says, who did it say on there when I showed it to you?
Colin Quinn.
And Devin, the guy we don't know.
And
the
then
guy
some other know. Guy, Devin Fabry or something like that. It's probably one of the little girls or something. It's so weird. So my cable company... I'm going to tell you the two people that are starring, according to them, in a movie, and just first person who can guess the name of this movie wins this game. And according to Comcast, there's a movie starring Jeremy Piven and Bridget Moynihan. They are most definitely not the leads of this movie.
Do you have another one chambered up?
Any ideas? You're already giving up, Jeff?
No. Is it Smoking Aces?
No, Jeremy Piven, that's like an ensemble thing where he's arguably the biggest role in the movie.
So it's not Entourage?
Yeah, well, I'm sure he gets top billing for Entourage because he's the best thing in Entourage. I'll give you a couple of clues in a second, but does anybody have any more guesses?
Very Bad Things.
He's one of like the five guys that kills that hooker in that one. So
he's the one who kills the hooker.
Yeah, so he should get top billing. That's not crazy.
But was Bridget Moynihan the hooker?
Nope.
Then it's not that movie, Doug.
Turns out it was just some real hooker they found. They shot in Vegas, they found a hooker, they killed her, and they made a movie. All right, here's your next clue. It's the year is 2001. The film is from 2001 with Jeremy Piven. Don't guesses, whatever is going on out there. Jeremy Piven and Bridget Moynihan from 2001.
Old school.
No, but that, finally, a good guess. Because he was Dean Pritchard in that. All right, I'm going to give you the name of someone else that does deserve top billing for this movie, and then you're going to jump in and say the name. Ready? Kate Beckinsale.
Underworld.
Shit. I think you made it worse for
Serendipity.
Me.
Serendipity is correct. But Underworld is an excellent guess.
Thank you.
I'd like to see Jeremy Piven in Underworld.
He could be one of the werewolves.
Sure. Certainly. He's got hair on his body somewhere, I'm sure. Just not a lot of it on his head. All right. So Jeff gets to go first in this next game. And it's called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? I'm going to say a tagline from a motion picture to Jeff. He's going to guess, one guess only, what the name of the movie is that has this tagline. And if he doesn't get it correct, then we'll move over to Nate, and he gets a shot at it, et cetera. I mean, you all just get one shot at it. We don't go back to Jeff again. Oh, that's not a bad idea, though. Let's see how it goes. Jeff. What movie has the tagline, never underestimate a man with nothing to lose? Ah, someone in the audience says.
Dude, Burnt.
What?
Burnt.
Why do you guess that?
Because I saw the poster 2 days ago.
And that's what it says on it. That's correct.
I had to read it twice to figure out what the sentence
was. You
cheater.
What are you doing walking around looking at posters?
That's how I decide what movies to see.
You cheating scumbag. Yeah, that's the catchphrase for Burnt, a movie that nobody likes but me. I'm the only person that liked it. Maybe it's just because there's a lot of cooking in it. I like watching people cook. It's like, what was the name of that Favreau movie? Chef?
Chef.
Yeah.
It's like Chef, but he gets burnt. It's like an edgier Chef.
Now you know how I feel with the Lone Ranger. I'm the only one who likes that. It's lonely on this island, Doug. Trying to convince everybody. Does he cook a horse on top of a moving train?
Nobody. He cooks for some whores who are trannies. That's not the right word, you guys. They prefer prostitute. All right, Nate, it's your turn. Because Jeff ruined all the fun on that last one. I don't think you've seen this poster. That's your first clue. What movie has the tagline, wild? And there's a period after each word. Wild, wonderful, sinful, laughing, explosive. Wild, wonderful, sinful, laughing, explosive. Can you think of any movie that has all of that in it?
That has all of it?
Mm-hmm.
I know some that have a couple.
They got a few of those. I think three of those are in Scream, but that not all five.
Any chances? Wild Things?
I like that guess, but no.
All right. That had a lot of that stuff in it, though.
Yeah.
That's what they should have done for Wild Things.
When Kevin Bacon took out his dick, it was explosive. Took it out like it's a shower scene. I'm in the shower and I'm going to take out my dick. Emma?
Is it recent? Is it recent? Can I ask? Are you get hints? No hints.
You can't get hints.
No hints. Okay.
No hints.
It's before Wild Things.
Is it We Bought a Zoo? Yeah, it is.
Yeah, especially the laughing part.
We bought a zoo. So funny.
Jeff, it's not We Bought a Zoo.
No.
Shit. Is it, it's not the zoo one? Is it Zookeeper?
You're just fixated on zoos because she mentioned it?
Is it Zoo?
What?
Uli's Gold.
There's a movie called Zoo? Yeah. Just yeah. Zoo?
I'm sorry about that joke to the people who've seen that. I'm sorry, that was...
So what? That's your final guess, Zookeeper?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know.
I thought this would be fun just because that is the strange and weird tagline for the film Nashville.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Like no one would have ever gotten that in a million years. Here's a slightly easier one, and we'll start with Nate.
Oh.
Somebody driving by is all about that bass.
That's the explosive part of Nashville.
The harder the life, the sweeter the song. Harder the life, the sweeter the song.
The Program.
Is it like? That's that movie where, in the movie, the football team, as part of their hazing ritual or whatever ritual, they lay in the middle of the road while cars are driving yeah. by, and then there were copycat incidents where people got run over by cars.
They were not as good as it.
That's that movie's claim to fame.
Football players are really smart.
Well, you know what? They were wearing their helmets, so they didn't get a concussion and Will Smith didn't have to yell, "Tell the truth!" What do you think it is, Emma? The harder the life, the sweeter the song.
That is clearly Beavis and Butthead Do America.
Yeah, you just saw it and you know that fits that movie perfectly. But no. Jeff?
Is it that movie Country Strong?
Oh, that's a great guess.
Is it Nashville? Is it the Empire Fives Back?
It's Nash. What?
I worked out a thing.
The
today.
Empire Fights Back?
Fives. I worked out a thing where you can put all the numbers of the Star Wars movies into the like the Phantom
okay,
Menace.
Okay, run them down. Let's hear them all.
The Phantom Menace, two of the clones, three of the Sith, Star Fours. The Empire Fives Back. Return Six the Jedi. That one doesn't work.
Yeah, it's too bad the word Sith isn't in the sixth part.
Yeah.
Because then you would have nailed it.
And The Force of Sevens. Star Wars The Force of Sevens.
Of Sevens.
Yeah.
The harder the life, the sweeter the song. Is
Crazy
from,
Heart.
What?
Crazy Heart.
That's it, you idiot. Yeah. You got it, stupid. And to this day, it's a great movie. Jeff Bridges is great in it. But to this day, that little kid, when he goes into that bar to have one drink and the kid disappears and everybody makes it about, oh, you're an alcoholic, so you can't keep track of a kid. That kid fucking disappears. If you watch the movie, the kid is gone in like so fast that a sober, responsible adult will be like, holy fuck, where'd that kid go?
Well, let's also not forget that at that moment, he had a broken foot. So that kid could have just, like, he could have been looking at him, and the kid could have been like, see ya. He's like, hang on, my foot. And then can't catch a kid because he's got a fucking broken foot. Also, he's an alcoholic. But those are separate incidents. Like, yes, you're an alcoholic, but also the kid is a shitty kid. I mean, what are you going to expect? That mom doesn't seem to pay much attention to him.
I'm glad you had so much to say about that. Seems like you know that movie well enough to know the tagline.
Yeah. It sounds like you've been waiting for it to be brought up. Like you just,
Finally. I could recite my Crazy Heart blog.
Let's play Last Man Stanton. Jeff gets to go first again, but then we'll switch the order around, and it'll come to me second, and then Emma, and then Nate. That's right, I play two, because I don't predetermine what the name is going to be. People write to me on Twitter, you should do this name tonight, and I'm like, well, I can't play if I did that, so no. Also, what was the one somebody tweeted me today? It was a, was it you?
It wasn't me, but I read
somebody tweeted me, do Sam Neill. Jeff, name three movies that Sam Neill is in.
Jurassic Park, Jurassic Park Lost World, and In the Mouth of Madness.
He's in Lost World, like briefly?
No, maybe not. Event Horizon.
He's in part three, yeah.
Event Horizon.
All right, well, that's still pretty good. I'm impressed. But yeah, I was like, that's not going to be, we're not going to use Sam Neill. Ever. What was the one with Nicole Kidman on the A Dead Calm? That's my favorite Sam Neill movie. All right, so people tweeted me, of course, today that they had a great suggestion. I'm sorry I can't use everybody's, but also I got a tweet with the that giant donut, that giant Simpsons donut today, so that was also impressive, and it didn't get picked somehow. These are good. You guys make good picks. So let's add Kimmy Jones in.
Oh.
Says she's got a good name for us to use, so let's all cross our fingers. Susan Sarandon. I like it. I bet you they don't. Do you guys like it?
I'd rather do Sam Neill.
Let's try and see what happens. We can always do another one because we got plenty of time. Nobody has to go anywhere tomorrow. Nobody needs to go home and see the highlights from the GOP debate. All right, Jeff, start us off. Susan Sarandon.
Bull Durham.
Yeah, it's a good one. I'll go back to the beginning and say the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Where she's a lawyer. And the guy's gonna die. The Walking Dead. No, Dead Man Walking?
Yeah! She's a great nun lawyer in that. She's a nun in that one. Dead Man Walking. Okay, Nate.
Is that it? Oh, I was hoping we were done.
Yeah, it's over.
He says.
Next game.
Oh. I mean,
yeah, Susan Sarandon.
She's in so many things.
She
you know?
Works all the time.
She's in a bunch of things. I'm not really good at, but there's like one. Isn't she in one of the Pierce, whatever his name is, Braun?
Pierce Bonsnan.
Bosnan.
Bonsnan.
Is that aren't they in one? This is embarrassing. I'm related.
I don't know if in the scheme of things you should be embarrassed to not know Susan Sarandon movies.
It is. I mean, you know,
it's a good suggestion, Kimmy, but it's a tough one for dudes especially.
Thelma and Louise.
Yes, Thelma and Louise.
Guys, It's one of my favorite movies. I was just messing around. I knew that. I was hoping, you know.
Okay. Twilight.
Wait, what?
No, there's a movie called Twilight that she's in with Paul Newman and Gene Hackman.
Oh.
It's a cool. It's like a cool mystery.
Is Reese Witherspoon in that?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Twilight. All right, I will go with. I will say, Stepmom. Emma.
Happy Feet. No.
She might have been a voice in Happy Feet. I don't think so, but maybe. That's your final answer? I guess some guy in the audience made a buzzer sound. I mean, I assume it came out of his mouth. I assume.
She's so lovely. You
she's
know?
A delight. She's a delight. Supposedly, she smokes a ton of weed. I want to get her on Getting Doug with High.
Yeah, that'd be great.
It'd be so awesome.
Yeah.
She seems like a nice lady.
The Pelican Brief, maybe.
No. No.
Okay. I think I'm out.
All right, Emma's okay. Out. Nate, have you thought of another one in the interim?
I mean, I'm still having trouble picturing who she is.
Well, she's either Thelma or Louise. And she's not the one who is an Olympic archer. Or Charlie Baltimore.
I'm on the fence which one she is. It says Shamu movie. Did they do something like
You think she was in Free Willy?
Any chance? She might have turned it down. Maybe I read that. That she turned it down.
So SeaWorld came out and said that they're not going to do, at one of the parks in San Diego, they're not going to do shows anymore with the whales. They're not going to make them jump through hoops and stuff. But they're still going to confine them. They're still going to keep them. They're still going to breed them. And when they breed them, then the young baby whales, like, they have no idea what the fuck is happening because whales are nomadic and now they're stuck in a tank. Like, can you imagine being born in prison and having to stay there? That's what SeaWorld's going to go ahead and do anyway. And the San Antonio and Orlando parks are just going to be business as usual with them jumping through fucking hoops and shit. So, yeah. So, good job, SeaWorld, of pretending you've made a change and fucking doing nothing. Hashtag shut down SeaWorld. Did you think of one, Nate?
No, I mean, I just crushed my SeaWorld.
I gave you all that. I don't even care about SeaWorld. I was just saying that to give you some time.
Yeah.
Just trying to give you a chance to think of something.
I didn't know they were going to. I got tickets coming up. And I just learned that there's no shows.
Well, that's the other thing. They're like, we're going to phase out the killer whale show. It won't be a show anymore by 2017. It's like, what? Why phase it out? Just don't, tomorrow, don't do a show. It seems like it's a pretty easy thing to stop doing.
They got
to
lower the hoop until eventually the whale keeps like going, why don't you go up higher? You're like, we're just not doing it. And then they lay it flat. And then that's how the whale knows. Because the whale loves it. That's what Blackfish is about.
CNN did a hard-hitting documentary about how whales are totally cool with it.
They talk to a lot of them.
Okay, you're out.
I'm out.
Yeah.
You got to assume that
Jeff.
If they're going to be stuck in those tanks, they probably, like, jumping through the hoop is probably the only fun they have. Like, if
you think that part's fun? You think, like, they're giggling to themselves?
Well,
they jump through the air just to get some more fish thrown in their mouths?
Well, they're probably hungry.
Which they could get if they were out in the ocean just swimming around.
Oh, I'm not saying it's better than being in the ocean. I'm saying that not, like,
it's only
not
second
having
best.
The show, but keeping them in the tank is somehow meaner. That's what I'm saying, is that it's worse.
Yeah, I don't know, Jeff. You might want to think this one through. So you're saying, like, let's use a example that's not really analogous, but like, let's say you, a white man, were some sort of slave. Would you rather sit around all day doing nothing, or have to jump through a hoop 5 times a day?
But is that, like, if I don't jump through the hoop, do I not get food? Like, do I have,
no,
like, if I jump through the hoop, and that's how I get food?
I think they're still going to feed them once they cancel the shows.
They're SeaWorld, man.
I assume that's part of their plan.
You can't assume anything with SeaWorld. They're fucking monsters. They might be like, well, they don't jump through the hoops. We forgot to feed them.
That's how they pay for the fish, is the hoop.
Snitch.
Snitch?
Yeah, Susan Sarandon is
a snitch.
With the
Rock?
Yeah. She's like the prosecutor.
I think she's a lawyer in that.
Yeah, she's a lawyer in that.
All right, I'll go with Atlantic City. Yeah, you heard me.
Oh, wow. Burt Lancaster.
Mm-hmm.
Lions for Lambs.
She's in that?
Yeah.
Is she a lawyer?
She's like a Washington. She's like a Washington person, so probably a lawyer, but now does this lobby or whatever. Like, that movie was confusing and sleepy.
It's, yeah, I've never even seen it. It's upsetting me how you're still doing good at this. I thought we were going to be done.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
do you have another one after Lions for Lambs? Don't say it yet.
I don't even know if Lions for Lambs is right. I think so.
I'm going to verify.
It seems like a movie she'd be in. It's got a point.
Oh, yeah. Her work is very pointed, like Stepmom, of course.
Oh, I should have just said Bob Roberts. There's no way she's not in Bob Roberts.
What does that sentence mean? There's no way she's not in Bob Roberts. Why would she not? Why?
Because Tim Robbins made it.
They didn't do that much stuff together, though.
We did a little bit together.
Yeah. Well, if you name one of those accurately, then you'd be... Oh, wait, I can't look now because then I'll just look up the client. Oh, that's what I was going to say, the client.
She was a lawyer in that one, too.
Yeah. She's really lawyered up. But Lions for Lambs I'm going to look up because that's not cheating. And nope, not in it.
She's not in Lions for Lambs?
Nope. Then. Meryl Streep was in Lions for Lambs.
It's basically the same.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I mean...
You did great, Jeff.
We could be done playing Susan Sarandon.
Don't. Yeah, you did very well. What's the ones we missed, you guys?
Banger Sisters!
The Banger Sisters.
No. Yeah.
Mr. Woodcock?
What? The Witches
Tammy.
Of Eastwick.
She was in Tammy. Witches of Eastwick. That's a great one. Yeah, we fucked up on that one.
Yeah, this guy
what
got
else?
Real much.
Pretty Baby.
Enchanted.
Going way back.
Is this
Jeff
like,
who lives
it sounds
at
like
home.
Susan Sarandon's family's here. Like, they know every, like, they're like, I didn't know that one.
She was in a movie I mentioned recently on the show with Robert Redford called The Great Waldo Pepper. And, yeah, she's been in a ton of things. The Other Side of Midnight, King of the Gypsies, Loving Couples, Tempest, The Hunger, The Buddy System, Compromising Positions. Holy shit, you guys. As a whole audience, we've really blown it. As a group, we don't know what the fuck Susan Sarandon's been up to. Sweethearts Dance, A Dry White Season, The January Man, White Palace, Light Sleeper, Lorenzo's Oil. Lorenzo's Oil was like a Mad Max movie, but about an ailing child. Like, it had the same kind of frenetic camera work and intense situations, but it was about a kid with a very rare disease. Little Women, Safe Passage, James and the Giant Peach.
Oh.
Anywhere But Here, Cradle Will Rock was a movie that Tim Robbins made that she was
You're naming so
in.
Many movies that I now doubt I know who Susan Sarandon is. I think we all got lucky with the 12 we named, thinking of someone else.
I'm leaving some out. Igby Goes Down,
was a fun movie. Alfie, Elizabethtown, Enchanted,
oh, yeah.
In the Valley of Ella, Romance and Cigarettes. It goes on and on. Speed Racer.
Oh, yeah. Speed Racer was that Big Eyes movie with her and Christina Ricci. It was just big eyes all over the place.
All big eyes all the time. She was in Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps, which is one of the worst titles ever. Money Never Sleeps.
Yeah.
Hey, Wall Street 3, wake up my money.
Money never wakes up, money never eats.
Wall Street 4, money hits the snooze alarm.
Just smashing it.
Money takes, it's, never mind. Fuck. I was going to make a long weekend, like, money's like, let's go to the Hamptons. It's a four-day weekend. We're money.
She was in That's My Boy, Cloud Atlas, Arbitrage, Robot and Frank, and then that's where Leonard Maltin leaves off because the app died a year or two ago. So thank you, Kimmy, for that suggestion. Now let's get a real suggestion. Jeff still won, so we'll start with Jeff again. And there's a dude on Twitter named Brad Perala. Did I pronounce it right? Yeah, I say your name all the time on Doug Loves Minis because you're doing the Doug Loves Movies challenge of watching 365 movies this year. How many are you up to?
About 140.
140? Are you really going to try to see however many that leaves? Are you really going to try to see 225 movies? You cleared your schedule? Good luck, man. I mean, I'm in bad shape myself. I'm at like 250 something, so I got a lot of work to do. And by work, I mean I got to sit around watching movies.
Those whales could watch a lot of movies. If I'm understanding it correctly, they got a lot of free time now.
Must be nice not to have to work anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I wish someone would protest for all of our jobs. We got to jump through all kinds of hoops to get food. Those dicks just got to jump through one hoop 5 times a day, and they see it. They know where it is. Ours keeps moving.
From town to town. Can I get another Tito's and soda, please? Nash Zanies? I just have a generic request because I don't know who would
and
bring it to me.
And a couple bottles of water if you're...
some water.
It's like two Susan Sarandon movies
tonight.
Y'all just named Tito's and sodas. A couple bottles of water.
Could you bring some more answers up here to questions we haven't asked yet? All right, Brad, what do you got? Who do you think we should do for Last Man Standing? Steve Carell, I like it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have a ton of movies, probably 20 or 30 or 25 maybe. Maybe. I don't know. I like it, though. Jeff, start us off. Steve Carell.
Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
Okay.
Oh, it's not.
Am I next or is Nate next?
I think you're next.
Okay.
I should probably.
I'll go Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues.
I should have went next.
Emma?
The one where he's Noah, is that, that's just called Noah, maybe. Or maybe it's the Ark. Or maybe it's the Ark. Or maybe it's Jesus' boat.
Jesus boat. Steve Carell is Jesus boat.
Wait, it's Noah's Ark. No, it's nope.
No,
okay.
Noah's Ark.
Nope.
No.
Those weren't guesses. I was.
Well, while you think about it, I just want to quickly add that Ben Carson loves to say. Comparing, say, because he's an amateur politically, like he's not a politician, so he likes to say that Noah's Ark was built by a guy who doesn't, like, shipbuilding wasn't his career.
But that the Titanic was built by shipbuilders. And he's trying to compare that the Titanic went down and Noah's Ark got to its destination safely.
Well, in fairness, there's only ever been two boats.
All right, Emma, did you take a one?
Yeah, 40-year-old virgin.
Yeah! Good job.
Can I say Evan? Isn't that the name?
Almighty.
Oh, Evan Almighty.
Full title, yes.
Yeah, Evan Almighty.
That's the Ark movie you were thinking about.
Thank
not,
guys.
Not Jesus boat.
Evan Almighty. No,
I think the full title is Evan Almighty Jesus boat, though. If you look it up.
Evan Almighty, colon, Jesus boat. Yeah. All right, Jeff?
Dan in real life.
Yes. I really like that movie. Emily Blunt is awesome in that movie. You missed one there. That was pretty obvious, right, Jeff?
Yeah.
Bruce Almighty.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why he's in Evan Almighty, is because he appeared briefly in Bruce Almighty. Back to you, Emma.
He's a lawyer.
He's a lawyer, and Susan Sarandon is on death row.
If, I would vote for Ben Carson if he could somehow get smart real quick.
I see what you're doing.
Oh, okay. Continue your theories on that.
No.
See, he's trying to help you because all you have to say now is real quick.
Yeah.
Oh no!
You get smarter real quick, huh?
Yeah.
Oh god! This is my nightmare.
You always bring a little sunshine to this show, Missy. She got that one. Little Miss Sunshine. Nate, do you want back in?
I didn't lose, I don't think.
Did oh, you didn't? You're not
no.
out yet?
It's Ben Carson. No, I'm joking. I got it. Get smart.
Get smart.
I picked it up. I picked it up.
Oh, God.
Shit, I'm out.
No,
I'm not.
No way, man.
Crazy Stupid Love.
Yes. All right, I'm going to go with, I just saw him in Freeheld. Yeah, he plays like a gay guy who helps Ellen Page and Julianne Moore with their case where they want to be gay together.
Lady Milk, that's what I call it. Lady Milk.
Lady what?
Lady Milk. It's like milk, but it's with ladies.
Oh.
Working title, Lady Milk.
Do you have another one, Emma?
Ocean's 11.
Always not a bad guess.
That's what Jeff said if I was ever stumped.
A lot of people, yeah.
He's like, if you're ever stumped, just say Ocean's 11 with confidence, yeah. Which I did not.
No, you
off.
Didn't. You put a question mark on there. All right,
I'm out.
You're out. Nate?
Ocean's 13. I did it with confidence, though. Yeah, like I learned.
Jeff?
The Way, Way Back.
Oh, of course. Yeah. How about the incredible Burt Wonderstone?
Foxcatcher.
It's just you and me, Jeff. Foxcatcher. I'll go with Seeking a Friend for the End of the World. Starring T.J. Miller.
Uh,
This is, we might have said most of them. There might not be much left to get at. People are murmuring in the audience.
Shit. I think I'm out.
I think I am too.
I can't picture, like, I can picture the, I'm out.
What are you picturing?
Tell me about it. I think it's, is it called Away We Go? Is he in that?
I don't think so. I don't think he's in it.
Okay. The Love Guru.
Yeah, I don't think he's in that either.
He should have been in it.
Yeah, he should have.
Yeah, I don't know. Monuments Men?
Stop it! Naming movies that have people in them. Hoping that he's one of them. But Jeff wins, and what do we miss? Despicable Me! Despicable Me, of course! Despicable Me 2! Does he show up in Minions?
Date night. Date night,
of course.
Dinner for Schmucks.
He's in Bewitched. Oh, Uncle Arthur.
Dinner for Schmucks.
Dinner for Schmucks, of course. Horton Hears a Who. Guy's yelling Bruce Almighty over there.
It's, did you just wake up? Almighty? There we go.
JFK is always a great guess. A 12-year-old Steve Carell was in JFK. Inspector Gadget? No, I don't think so. But we did pretty good. But yeah, there was still some big ones, like certainly Dinner for Schmucks. We should have remembered that. What's that? Nothing? Okay. They're just talking amongst themselves, and I interrupted.
No, I said that, man.
I butted in.
Crazy Stupid Love.
Yeah, said. Yeah, we said that. Crazy period, stupid period, love.
Oh, question mark?
Explosive.
Wild, sinful love.
Nashville 2. Crazy Stupid. All right. Sorry.
They would just make the two L's Roman numerals.
Oh.
I'm good at titling.
Tiling?
Yeah. Both.
Titling.
Actually,
titling.
Both things he's good at.
Yeah.
Tiling and... All right.
Grout. I can do some work with grout. Spackle
yeah,
like a motherfucker.
Yeah, he was the voice of grout in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Do you have... Are those marijuana leaves on your dress? Oh, I love it. All right. It's reminding me I have something to do in a little while. There's something I have to do outside the club in a few minutes. But before we do that, let's play Reverse Malton. Jeff gets to start us off again, as always. But this time, I'm not playing, so we'll go to Emma and then to Nate. And Jeff gets to pick between three movies. I gotta get my phone out. Oh, are those donuts over there?
Oh.
What's the poster on there? Titanic? But what'd you change it to?
Titanic.
Titanic, because your name's Ty?
Yeah.
Good job, Ty. You don't want to throw any, Jeff?
No, I want to eat one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you always take one for yourself.
One? Mm-hmm. Is that okay? Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead. Who's hungry?
Help!
Oh. Oh.
Dude.
How do you not catch
right
a donut?
At that guy. Oh, in the mouth? Can I throw it hard? Oh, I hope he chokes on it.
I want to do that too.
Oh.
That was a bad throw.
Oh.
So was that one. You're doing great.
Oh.
You need to open your mouth further.
It hit you right in the nose. Yeah, that's good. Grab it and throw it in your mouth.
Oh, my God. Hey. He's from SeaWorld.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to hit that lineup poster over there.
There it is.
Does anybody have an Amy Adams bullseye?
Oh.
Did you catch that in your mouth?
What did you do?
Almost.
Almost.
This guy's asking for a specific kind of throw.
it, I need you to arch it into my mouth.
Oh, that was
hard. Oh, too much arch?
Yeah, too much.
All right. He did it. No, that was
super close.
It keeps looking like he's getting them.
Yeah. What if we kept doing this never stops? How many donuts do we have in there? 500 donuts?
Okay. It's a new thing they have at Dunkin' Donuts, bottomless donuts.
This is where the story of Hanukkah came from.
Twelve crazy donuts. Or is it eight? I don't know.
Oh.
That's all the donuts.
That was all.
No, we don't want your ground donuts, but thank you.
You eat them.
No, he totally just ate them.
He just ate them.
I didn't think he would. Are you married?
Yes.
Well, you fucked up. You should have put something like that in the vows.
Who's that sitting next to you?
My wife.
My wife! All right, Jeff, you get to choose between three movies. And I preset these with no knowledge of what's going to happen during the show. So it's kind of an interesting thing that's happened. Would you like Guess Who's Coming to Dinner? Guess Who? Or Dinner for Schmucks?
Guess Who?
Oh, interesting choice. Emma, you're next after this, after Jeff.
Okay.
He's going to tell me how many names he can name from the motion picture Guess Who? No question mark in the title.
Thank you for that.
Interesting. Little extra clue there.
Okay.
11 names listed by Mr. Leonard Maltin on his Dead app. How many of those can you name, Jeff?
I think I can name 3.
He says he can name 3 people from Guess Who, Emma? The question is, do you know what Guess Who is?
Is it about the board game?
No, I do not know who Guess Who is. I don't know what that is. So
I guess you got to hope that Jeff can't name 3 people from it.
Name it.
3 names, Jeff.
Bernie Mac, Ashton Kutcher. I still don't know how to say his name. And Felicia Rashad.
What?
That's not that lady's name?
I mean, there is definitely a lady named Felicia Rashad.
So I get a point.
But she's not in the top 11 names
Shit.
Listed.
So do I get a point?
Yeah, you might. Hang on a second.
Oh, okay.
No, you definitely get a point.
Yes!
Does anybody remember that movie? Was Felicia Rashad in it? I don't think so. Sherry Shepherd? You wouldn't confuse those two, would you?
No, I couldn't remember who Bernie Mac's wife was, so I just guessed. Felicia Rashad.
Yeah, and Zoe Saldana was the woman that Ashton Kutcher was dating, who was Bernie Mac was her dad. And yeah. So
she played some kind of alien.
Leonard says comedy quotient is fairly mild, but it's all pleasant enough. It's pleasant enough. That's what
that's a really good review for an Ashton Kutcher movie.
You're going out of your way to not pronounce his name right.
How do you say it?
I just said it's Kutcher.
Kutcher.
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't you ever read Kutcher in the Rye? Classic. All right, so yeah. Emma's got a point, everybody. Yeah.
That means Nate gets to pick from the next selection of three films, and then we're going to come right back at you, Emma, so get ready. Which one of these do you know more of the cast members from? Up in the Air, Pitch Perfect, or Scott Pilgrim versus the World?
Pitch Perfect.
He says proudly.
I know.
Leonard lists.
Was it the ones I have at home, or was it?
Seven names.
Seven.
How many out of those seven do you think you could come up with?
Two.
He says he can name two people from Pitch Perfect, Emma.
Three.
Ooh. Jeff.
Four.
Oh.
I think we know. It's very encouraging words for Nate. But I think I know what Nate's going to do.
I think we know. I think we all know. Name them.
Name them, Jeff. Four people from Pitch Perfect. And Felicia Rashad is not one of them.
Wait, what's Pitch Perfect? It's not Felicia Rashad movie? Anna Kendrick. Adam Devine. Elizabeth Banks. And Rebel Wilson.
I mean, all four of those people are indeed in the movie, but since he only listed seven, Elizabeth Banks didn't make the cut.
Oh.
Yeah. So that means Nate gets a point.
Hey!
I never understood in either of the Pitch Perfect movies. I love them. I think they're very entertaining. But I never understood why there would be two people commentating over a cappella singing. Like, why would anyone listen to them talking while they're trying to hear the singing? It's a very strange concept.
Yeah.
But maybe it exists somewhere. I don't know. All right. Everyone that's not Jeff has a point.
Everyone.
Everyone. Everybody. Everybody. So that means that Emma gets to go first this next time. And because she wasn't involved in that, right?
No.
Nate challenged Jeff. So yeah, Emma gets to go first. And then we're coming at you, Nate. Which one of these can you name the most people from? Steel Magnolias?
Come on.
Fried Green Tomatoes? Or Flatliners?
Steel Magnolias.
Oh, going after it.
Yeah.
No hesitation. Leonard lists a whopping 13 names.
Oh.
How many of those can you come up with, Emma Arnold?
Five.
She says five fucking names.
God damn it.
So, Nate, what do you... I think we all know what Nate's going to do.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but I'll have to say what? Name them.
Okay.
All right, he says name them. I'm not going to say if you're right or wrong until you say five names of people that might be in it.
Okay. Julia Roberts. Dolly Parton. Sally?
Don't do that.
No, let him out. Let him out. Let me have my out.
Let him out. Let my people out!
Oh, that's when Michael Jackson was in the Ten Commandments.
All right, which ones did you say already?
Julia Roberts. Thank you. Sally Field. Dolly Parton.
Oh.
Hold on,
you guys. Give her some room.
Just give me a minute. Just give me a minute.
Give her a chance. She can do this. You got three, maybe.
No, for sure.
Okay. Let me just say a quick quote from the movie while you're thinking.
Okay.
Get Shelby some juice.
Jane Fonda. Nope.
Do you take that one back?
Yep. Shit.
Nope.
I got overconfident. I got real excited. And, oh, I think I just, Felicia Rashad?
When in doubt, always go Felicia Rashad.
And, of course, a lovely performance by Miss Susan Sarandon.
She should be in it. Well, that was a valiant effort. You did get those three correct, but then also in there, remember the character Weezer? That was her name, Weezer. And she was always singing about sweaters. Shirley MacLaine played.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
That part. And then, of course, Daryl Hannah was in there.
Of course.
And Olympia Dukakis. And then a bunch of dudes. They were all standing around going, why are we in this movie? I'm Tom Skerritt, damn it. I was in Top Gun and Alien. What the fuck am I doing here? And that means that Nate Bargatze is our winner.
Thank you.
Excellent job, dude. Where's that? Yeah. Where's Becca at? There you are. Let me pass the bag to you because you win all this stuff.
Congrats.
Do you want your ball back or does Nate get to keep that? If you want it, you can keep it.
I mean, it's like, what are you going to? I mean, is this like a big deal to you? We can go either way if this is like your favorite. What did you think when you left with this ball? Were you like, he's probably going to keep it? And then someone was like,
she is confident that it would get picked, and then you picked it. Yeah.
I mean, I'm a big soccer player. Huh?
I think you should keep it if you like it.
Right?
Yeah.
I will. No, I would love it. I'll keep it. And you'll leave this
on? You can have your Star Wars pen back since I let you down, guy. Oh. I'm sorry. I went for it, though. I went for it.
Yeah, you did. And he did a really cool thing where his shithead on the back is... it's under a little flap. So cute. Good job. Is there a shithead on the back of yours, Jeff?
Yeah.
Pass her down and give us your plugs, Jeff Tate.
Plugs tomorrow here, $5 if you buy your tickets before you leave.
Yeah, buy a ticket tonight before you leave. And also outside, there's going to be a table where Jeff is going to be selling awesome shirts and tour posters. The shirts have him and Emma dressed up as Chewbacca and Han Solo. And
oh, no, I'm not. That's just how I dress.
Oh, yeah. It's just a normal poster of a hairy guy and a lady dressed like a man with a laser gun.
We got those shirts, posters, Decency or Death shirts, and Denim on Denim shirts out there. You can buy those. And we're in Memphis on Thursday at the High Tone. Louisville next Wednesday at the Derby. Yeah. Bloomington, Indiana Comedy Attic for the weekend, 19, 20, 21
of driving
November.
From those places.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But you got some Memphis people here tonight.
Detroit Rock City, November 22nd.
Anyone from Detroit? Yeah. For reals? You didn't drive there from here. You didn't drive here from there, though. You live here now. Good call. I mean, I like Detroit, but come on, Nashville, man. Right?
Is that everything, Jeff?
Yeah, justanotherclown.com for
all the
dates.
Yeah, so you always have something else you want to say.
Yeah, justanotherclown.com, all the dates. We got a lot more coming up still somehow.
There you go. Nate, what do you got coming up, buddy?
I'll be here with another Nashville comedian, Keith Alberstadt, November 19th through the 21st, I think. So back in Zany's here. So just come to that. I think, you know, six people are clapping. They see people are on board with it. Sounds like everybody's like, I don't live here. That's what they tell me. I'm like, what? Anyway, so.
Anywho.
It felt good. Felt like you guys are going to come.
Nate's got a special, y'all should see.
I have a special. So you can watch that. You can go, yeah, a couple people seen it. And... A couple people in the back got it, I think.
It's very funny.
It's funny.
I watched it in a hotel room.
Oh.
You know what? Let them watch it and be the judge.
They might not agree.
Where did you see it?
Where is it? Carl!
It is on Comedy Central. So I think you can get it on iTunes. And then sometimes they replay it if you happen to, you know. Just go to iTunes.
Turn on Comedy Central, leave it on.
Buy it on. Just leave it on forever.
It'd be hilarious if they didn't, if the cable provider just put like two audience members' names as the stars of your special.
Yeah.
Like the game earlier.
Yeah.
Oh,
yep.
Man.
I think people got it. People mostly got it. Emma, you're on tour on all those dates with Jeff.
Yep, I'm on tour all those dates, and my Twitter's I Am A Road Trip. And you can listen to, I have a new podcast with my boys that I do, where I just record them when they're talking without telling them.
Wait.
That sounds a lot creepier when I said it like out loud. But it's really funny. It's called My Boy Fridays. And it's
they haven't caught on that you're recording this every time?
Well, they have Fridays off of school, and they come down and bring me coffee and like get in bed, and like we sit and talk, and we always talk about the most like ridiculous things. And so I just started recording it because I was like, this is so funny. And then I started just posting them because I thought they were pretty cool. So
I love it.
They're really fun.
They got a lot of trust with their mom. Huh?
I love the sound of it. Yeah, because you know, in some states it's illegal to record people without their permission.
But they're
not
they're,
Idaho. There's
their
not
children
a lot that's
can
illegal
sue
there.
You.
They're minors, so they would need their parents' permission.
Yep.
Oh, they're minors. Are they in that movie, The 33?
Yep. That movie about how Larry Bird got trapped in a mine.
You also get this poster. I forgot to give you as part of the prize. Can you pass that over to me? Thank you very much. I got one more plug I want to get in. I'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina, December 3rd and 5th. One more time for all of my guests, Jeff Tate, Nate Bargatze, and Emma Arnold. And they'll be outside. The merch table's outside because there's no good place to do it inside here, and it's a nice night. So let's all go outside. And thank you everybody for coming, and thank you Zanies. And I'll be back in Nashville probably for the second Wild West Comedy Fest. I think that's May 16th through the 22nd. Last time I checked. And as always, Mike Huckabee is a shithead. And Walmart is a shithead.